Praise waits for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it with the river of God, which is full of water. You prepare them corn when you have so provided it. You water the ridges thereof abundantly. You settle the furrows thereof. You make it soft with showers. You bless the spring thereof. You crown the year with thy goodness, and your paths drop fatness. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Lord and Savior, you who are enthroned above the highest heavens, we await your terrible day of judgment with fear and trembling, but also with hope and joy. We fall silent before your awesome majesty with regard to any good dwelling within us, yet you have prepared a sacrifice. You have consecrated your guests, and you invite us to your great day. For those who walk in sin-soaked darkness, that day will confirm and magnify their blindness, so that they grope and stumble by their own unwillingness to open their eyes. While they plan great things, houses and vineyards and debauchery and revelry, they will not enjoy the fruit of their licentiousness, as you will bring your day of devastation and darkness, gloom and cloud. We were all once such as these, children of wrath, and so we glorify you, that you brought us out of their darkness to be children of light, to be your servants. Yet we confess that many times our service has been wicked, lazy, and unprofitable. Too often we act like those settled in complacency, who say in their heart, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. Too often we act like our lives and our world are self-directed, and we fail to consider your purposes, or acknowledge your command over history and ourselves. In this age of plenty, we thus struggle against sleep, lulled by the gentle melody of peace and safety, unconcerned that at any minute we may be called upon to make an account for our lives. You give each of us talents in order to build your kingdom, yet too often we respond by burying your gifts in complacency, assuring our hearts while neglecting your commands. Sometimes we even actively slander your law's requirements as too hard, too demanding, or too stringent. Thus we witness against ourselves that we are unable to render to you even the most meager return on all of the plenteous gifts that you have lavished upon us. Within ourselves, we thus deserve to have our talents removed and to be cast into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But in your awesome mercy, you did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that we might be able to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Master." You've joined us to him so that whether we wake or sleep, whether we live or die, we will always live together with him. And so while we await his return from the far country, give us your spirit, your strength, that we might stay awake to your calling, stay sober from the wine of affluence, and use your talents to build your kingdom. Enable us to put on the breastplate of faith toward you, but also of love toward one another, edifying and comforting each other while your grand story unfolds in history. We think especially of Dennis, attending to his brother Erwin in a more critical stage of decline, of the Camachos as they deal with Moses' COVID-19 diagnosis, and of Gary and Barb as they deal with her jaw issues. We also pray for Chuck as he deals with the reaction to Ben's untimely death. Likewise, enable Kristen, along with Aaron and Reedy, to minister to their respective families in their times of loss. May these all bring to light the imminence of judgment and the need for the helmet of the hope of salvation. While bearing this helmet, we all today enter with confidence to the throne of grace, to the Father who loved us so much that he gave us the Son, and to the Son who loved us so much that he gave us his Spirit. And so, entirely through your mercy, we rise today to pray the prayer that you taught us to pray, saying,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should, at all times and in all places, give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now, by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Peace offerings, as well as the other offerings and feasts that we find throughout all of the Old Testament as Jesus is the fulfillment of all things. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Let us pray. Our Father, we give you thanks for the bread of life, your Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his broken body for us. Bless this bread, that we may be renewed and strengthened in faith to serve you more fully. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." He took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we give you thanks for the blood poured out for us. Bless this wine as a renewal of covenant vows through the blood of the everlasting covenant. This we ask through Jesus our Lord. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins."
Thank you.
ahead. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have fed and refreshed us here at this your table. Strengthen us in faith toward you and in fervent love one toward another through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, world without end. Amen. Give thee peace. Amen.